Team Spirit by Richard M. Romney, Church Magazines. One of the great stories coming out of Africa this summer is about soccer, but it's not about the World Cup. Top soccer teams from all over the world are playing in South Africa this month, hoping to win the World Cup. Teammates will depend on each other, their coaches and their fans, to get them through to the finals. Among players and fans from each country, team spirit is so palpable you can feel it in the air. But even though they won't be playing for the World Cup, no team will be more loyal to each other, their coaches and their fans, than the Priest Quorum of the Kagiso Ward, Soweto, South Africa stake. A little over a year ago, five of these young men were introduced to the church by their soccer coach, who is himself a recent convert. Now they are at the heart of another team, their Priest Quorum, and working with another coach, their bishop, as they live the gospel day by day and prepare to serve as full-time missionaries. Coach Solomon was wise. Like many people in South Africa, 29-year-old Solomon Elia Tumeni loves soccer. He spends tireless hours each week coaching the Hurricanes football club. He loves his players and rejoices in their successes. They love and respect him in return. So when Coach Solomon joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, his players were curious. He would come to practice straight from his institute class, says McDonald Siabulela, Manya Kanyaka, 17. We could see the scriptures and church magazines in his bag. So we started asking questions, and to answer, he would read to us, says Thapelo Benjamin Sashini, age 17. I was eager to teach these young ones because I love them so much, Coach Solomon says. I want them to go in the right path. I told one of them, you would do well if you read the scriptures. So they all started reading the scriptures. They enjoyed it. So then I taught them about prayer. Then one day they surprised me. I got to practice early, and I was taking a nap when they woke me and said, Coach, we need to visit your church. That was a day I will never forget, because I knew then that they were on the right path. With approval. But the coach wouldn't go further without parental approval. He went to each player's home, one house at a time, to ask if it was all right to invite the players to church. The parents agreed. We came to church 3 weeks in a row, Thapelo remembers. We wanted to learn more and more. So the coach again asked parents for permission, this time for the players to study with the full-time missionaries. Again, the parents agreed. The missionaries gave us each a copy of the Book of Mormon, McDonald says. They told us to read it and pray about it because it is true. So we did. I prayed and read and found the Book of Mormon to be true. So did other players who were baptized and confirmed. Five of the team members are now Latter-day Saints. Gospel goals. Most teams set goals for a winning season, but these five young Hurricanes are also shooting for another goal in the not-too-distant future. With the guidance of Bishop Bongani Malubi, a man they consider a spiritual coach, they are preparing for full-time missionary service. They are a great strength in our ward, the bishop says, and they are part of that great priesthood team of Aaronic and Melchizedek priesthood holders all over the world. These young men do everything together. They walk to school together, play soccer together, go to seminary together, and serve in the priesthood together. If I call one young man to ask if he can help, I get all five. McDonald says the Priest Quorum also studies regularly from Preach My Gospel, and Thapelo says that in addition to inviting friends to church, Quorum members seek out those who no longer attend. In many ways, we are learning to be missionaries now, he says. We often hear from these young men in testimony meeting, the bishop says. They often promise Coach Solomon that they will go on full-time missions. Nothing would make their soccer coach happier. I can't wait for them to serve, Solomon says. Unity, gospel knowledge, and an orientation toward service, those are all part of a solid training regimen for prospective missionaries. And in addition, these young men have already developed a great desire to work together to do good. Just like the soccer teams competing for the World Cup, they depend on each other, on their coaches, and on their fans, including ward members, families, and friends, to get them through to their championship. With that kind of team spirit, their goals will be achieved. Note, For a video of young men from the Kagiso Ward giving a soccer cheer, go to newera.lds.org. Sidebars: No soccer on Sunday. When Coach Solomon started sharing his religious beliefs with his players, McDonald was particularly interested. Even though he wasn't going to any church anymore, he had grown up in a religious home, and he still read the scriptures regularly. But Sunday was reserved for soccer. Then I joined Coach Solomon's team, and we don't play on Sundays. When I saw that my coach kept God's commandments and encouraged us to do the same, I said, "Here is a man who teaches by example." A coach's conversion. Like many other young adults, soccer coach Solomon Eliyatumani had questions about religion. "I wanted to know about God and why He asks us to pray, and about Jesus Christ and why He died for us. I was confused, but I was studying the scriptures, particularly the Old Testament. Then one day I was coming from work, and I saw two missionaries. I asked them the question about Jesus Christ. As they talked about Him, I could tell they loved Him. They invited me to come to church, and when I did, I felt something inside telling me that this was what I had been looking for all those years. The missionaries taught me to pray, and that it is important because it is our way to talk to Heavenly Father and to find the truth. I accepted what the missionaries taught me. I knew it was the true gospel, especially when we would read the scriptures together and pray about them." End of the article, Team Spirit, by Richard M. Romney, read by David Shaw.